Join us as Ike Yosef and Jim Poplava interview Glenn Neely.
Glenn, give us a little bit of an overview with regards to the revision that you made in our previous two interviews, and then we'll take it from there.
Well, for the last 16 years, since 1988, I had made a forecast back in 1988 in an actual written article in Cycles magazine that I thought that the crash low of 1987, this was just maybe 6 to 8, 9 months after the crash low had occurred, I had predicted that the crash low of 1987 would never be broken for the rest of my life and really for the next 100 years or so, and that the Dow, I had mapped out what I thought would happen, and that it would exceed somewhere in the 8 to 10,000 range in the next 10 to 15 years, which it actually achieved well within that time frame. And then I also predicted it would reach about 100,000 by the middle part of this century. And that part of the forecast is obviously still to be seen. But on the show I had made in the second part of the interview, I had made a revision to my long-term count, just a structural revision, not a real forecast revision. In other words, I still think we're going to get to 100,000. It may even be higher. I still think that can happen around the mid part of the century. But just the way in which I counted the structure from 1949 all the way to present had slightly changed. So that was the first time I had actually made a change to my count in 16 years. So that's the reason why we had decided to do the second part of the series. If I can, I'd like to cover some of the reasons, because I'd like to give the listeners a foundation on why I'd originally made that forecast back in 1988, what the structural reasons were, what the fundamental reasons were, and then take that to the next step here with what I think is going to happen over the next 10 to 15 years and how in the world the Dow is going to go from, say, 10,000 up to 100,000 over the next 20, 30, 40 years. So if I can do that, I'd just like to review a little bit my forecast in 1988 to justify how we were going to have such an incredible boom in the stock market. Was that said, number one, that the seeds were being sown at the time for an international boom of unprecedented proportions. And this, of course, again, was 1988 when things were not doing very well. The economy was slowing down. We'd had the big crash in 87. A lot of people were very fearful of the future. The gloom and doom was, you know, palpable at the time. I also said in the article that over the next few decades that the majority of the third world countries would become industrialized, which would bring dramatic improvements in the standard of living of all citizens, which is one reason why the stock market would continue to rally. And then the final thing I said was that international competition would create a keep-up-with-the-Joneses mentality, forcing many communist countries such as Russia to move toward a more productive capitalistic system. And as you know, the article was written 1 or 2 years before the Berlin Wall fell, and of course a lot of communist countries have now fallen and are starting to become more free enterprise-oriented. And I think the current war in Iraq and Middle East problems that we've been having is all part of this continuing fight and transition from an old world, a dictatorship kind of economic structure to a more free enterprise-based democratic kind of society on a global scale. So these changes are what's creating this boom that should continue for at least another 50 years. So, you know, with that said, what I was hoping to go through today is what are the reasons that it's going to continue? What are the new reasons? What are the new perspectives? And how are things going to change over the next 10, 20, 30 years?